Hey everyone, welcome to episode 56 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy for Monday, February 20th. And in honor of February, go. That was so anticlimactic. Climactic? For you listeners at home, Jeff was trying to crack a beer. Thanks, Jeff. Oh, this is Jeremy, by the way.
And this is Jeremy.
You did that wrong. For the first time. Let's try this again. You're really bad at this. What the heck, Jeff? February 20th, 2012, President's Day. Happy President's Day, Jeff.
Happy President's Day to you.
We don't get to do President's Day episodes that often.
I wish every day was President's Day.
Who is now? Is it technically Washington's birthday? I guess it's always a Monday, so it really
Well,
varies.
Washington and Lincoln's, it's right around both of their birthdays. Mm-hmm. Man, this is bad.
And we honor Jeff spilled beer all over his computer keyboard.
That's going inside the keys now.
And
oh boy, now Windows are coming up.
That wouldn't happen if you were using your iPad for the show, because you just wipe it off the screen.
The iPad's in a closet somewhere gathering dust.
Oh, Jeff, why do you do this to me? Why are we friends?
It's an expensive ornament on my shelf. In my closet, because I have a lot of shelf ornaments.
Jeff has a camera focused on it, so I can just see at all times that Jeff's not using it. You knocked the little nubbin off your key. I never understood why PCs have that little nubbin. Nobody uses that. That little blue nubbin in the middle of your keyboard.
I just lost everything. Well, there goes that. It was a good
click
run.
Down there. There you go.
You're good with computers.
There you go. Anyway, now I have a bunch of letters. Oh, that's from your shared screen messing up our rundown. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the show, you can always check out past episodes. Go to radioshowonline.com, send us an email, hatemail@radioshowonline.com, or fan us on Facebook, facebook.com/radioshowonline. We've been a little slow when gathering new Facebook. I'm not sure why. We had a big rush in the beginning.
We're not really losing any, though, is a good thing.
Right, except for Tom Kudlow.
Well, that was, yeah.
Who made a very public leaving.
And we made a very public, we get a very public response.
You get mad when people give anything negative on our site.
I take it very personally.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can also listen to us on Stitcher. Get it on your iPhone, your Android, and just search for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. And instantly, you don't have to sync it. Just bam, there's the latest episode.
There we are. It's like we're in your head,
right,
talking to you.
Right in your ears.
Yep.
So we didn't do a show last week because Jeff was in Charlotte. Jeff, how was Charlotte?
I like Charlotte. Jeremy, Charlotte is the Cleveland of the South. This is the way I look at it. It's a great city, not too big, not too small. I'm just a big fan of it. It's very modern looking downtown, pretty new, a lot of cool neighborhoods. I spent time in Uptown. Mm-hmm. That's like their big area, Uptown.
Right.
So I was Uptown, had some dinner with someone I rep, went to a McCormick and Schmitz, whatever those nice seafood places down there.
One of those chains.
One of those chains. Then we hit Sparrow. They have the best pizza.
Beautiful. There's a place in Charlotte. I don't know if you've heard of this, Jeremy. It's called McCormick and Schmitz. It's a seafood place. We really enjoyed it. After that, I don't know if we went to this. We went to this neighborhood bar and grill called Applebee's. Perhaps you've heard of it.
And then we finished up at TCBY.
It's crazy that this yogurt thing, Charlotte's really on the cutting edge of this. I don't know if you've heard of this TCBY. It's actually the country's best yogurt, is what I'm told. Okay, cool.
Well, outside of this McCormick and Schmitz, if you're done with your little bit, outside of the restaurant.
I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
I put it on my Facebook. It was kind of cool. What's cool about the South, obviously, is that the history, I feel like, a little more prevalent in a place like
the
Charlotte.
South does have an interesting history.
It's not all good. As I found out when I stumbled out, literally across the street, this is middle of downtown Charlotte, near this restaurant, there's a plaque on the sidewalk that said, this is where Jefferson Davis was standing when he learned of Abraham Lincoln's death, April 18th, 1865.
Oh, I saw that. Did you post that on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that.
Really neat. But just like in the middle, it'd be like in the middle of East 9th. There was a plaque, like something like that, so historical. So it was pretty cool to see that. Charlotte's just a great town, and obviously it's like the weather. It's similar in size to Cleveland, maybe a little bigger, but the weather, man, I mean, it was like 65. It's middle of February.
Nice.
It's just beautiful down there. So great city. Visit it if you haven't had a chance. I haven't done it justice. They have great chains.
That's interesting with the plaque thing, though. Like, how did they, like, when he first heard of this, or was he like, oh, I have to mark this spot?
Well, then the reaction among friends this weekend. Now, what's your first question when you hear that?
What was his reaction?
And then my answer was this. So Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone.
Right. Again, very bad radio. Very bad radio, that pose. Huh, interesting. All right, well, I had a three-day weekend because of in honor of President's Day.
Right. You've always taken this day seriously. I know. Now, were you at the Garfield Memorial most of the day? That's where you usually spend your time.
Right. Yeah, Jen made some comment about, you know, oh, that's not very presidential, like we're going to go do whatever. I'm like, well, let's go to the Garfield Monument then. And
I think Andrew Johnson was a big drunk. He would have liked that.
I read, Jefferson's Gettysburg Address.
Oh, good.
I stood up at the balcony.
No, it's interesting because I don't believe Jefferson actually
did
wrote.
Did I say Jefferson?
Yeah.
Ah, Lincoln.
Well, oh, Lincoln did. Yes. Yes, yes.
Sorry about that. Well, part of the reason that I can't speak is I've been on a 3 or 4 day bender.
Yeah.
Because we had some friends come into town for a wedding that was in Fremont. So they came up from Kentucky, stayed with us on Friday night, and started off by...
Were they related before they got married?
No. Well, this wasn't the people that we were going to go see were in Fremont, but the people that stayed with us, they weren't the ones getting married.
I don't know, but were they? The people who visited you, were they a couple?
They weren't married.
Oh, okay.
They were living in sin. Okay. Engaged.
Engaged. I was wondering, you know, in Kentucky, a lot of people date each other when they're...
Oh, it was a Kentucky joke, yeah. Yeah. Hilarious. Okay, so after work on Friday, went to City Tap for happy hour, then came back, we met up with them, ended up going to Happy Dog for DJ Kishka.
Yeah, that's always the worst night to go there because it's packed.
It was packed, but it was the best night to go there because there's lots of music, fun, and dancing. I know you're not a big fan of fun.
Nope.
So that's why...
Strike three. Music, fun, dancing.
Not the best night for you. But, yeah, it was a great time. We ended up going then the next day to Noodle Cat for lunch. Have you gotten to Noodle Cat yet?
No, I'm still waiting for the good time.
For the good time. I heard they're building a McCormick and Schmitz downtown.
I would be there all the time.
Right next to Noodle Cat.
I like chain dropping.
The wedding was actually at the Fremont Country Club.
Fremont's pretty hickish. Your Kentucky friends must have liked that. That's in the middle of nowhere.
It was out there. It was about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Hour and a half away. Then on Sunday, Jen and I did the Lakewood Shuffle. This is the classic Lakewood Shuffle, starting at Melt, then going to Menchie's, similar to the TCBY that you spoke
of. Oh, I've heard of that. And is Menchie's a chain?
Menchie's is a chain.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Then I would like it.
And then went to Root Cafe. So it was the Lakewood trifecta.
Nice.
Today, West Side Market, Palookaville Chili, which we don't get to very often because it's only open for lunch now.
Yeah, that's what the people are. That's when do they change that? Because that's annoying to many people.
There was a big crowd there today. They did a Groupon recently, so I think they've had some people coming in since then. Then went to this kitschy kind of, I guess you'd say, antique art deco consignment type shop. Called Sweet Lorraine. Really interesting. I was flipping through an old Cleveland magazine from 1978 that had Dennis Kucinich, who was mayor at the time, on the cover, dressed as like a king. And just flipping through some of like seeing advertisements for old restaurants that aren't there anymore. It was kind of cool. Then went to Earth Fair. Have you been to Earth Fair yet? This is kind of like Whole Foods Market. It's like a competing chain to Whole Foods that's in Westgate.
I heard River's getting a Whole Foods. Did you hear that?
Yeah, on Detroit near where I guess that's the Burntwood Tavern is now, over by Max's Deli. Is Max's Deli still there?
I believe so, but I did see I was in River this weekend. Joe's Deli. Did we talk about this? Joe's Deli, you know, have you been there on Hilliard?
Yeah.
They're actually building a brand new facility next door to them, like a castle. This thing is enormous.
Yeah. They're always busy there.
Yeah.
I was in there when some friends of ours were in town. And I'm doing lots of the R's thing. I'm really sucked into the marriage thing. Like, what's hers is mine, what's mine is hers.
Oh, wow. You're finally, 6 months, you're kind of catching on?
It's really absorbing.
It's really
I'm doing lots of us. And,
good.
Yeah. So we went to Joe's Deli. It was like an hour wait, you know, in the middle of the afternoon. So that place is always it's always busy. Also then went to the Olive Scene, got a gift certificate to the Olive Scene in downtown Rocky River. Old River. It's on Old Detroit Road.
Yeah.
So you go down there, and the Olive Scene has, I don't know, 20-some different kinds of vinegar, balsamic vinegars, different kinds of vinegar, and olive oils. And you can, like, mix and match, and you can taste all of them. And so we ended up leaving with, half a dozen different kinds of vinegar and olive oil. Really cool place. So awesome place if you're looking for a gift. For those of you that have a more refined palate.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people think that was really boring. That's right. What you just
talking
about.
It's no McCormick and Schmitz. That's the place. McCormick and Schmitz. Next time you go there, ask for a sampling of the different kind of olive oils that they have at McCormick and Schmitz. And then round up at Deegan's. Deegan's was recently closed. Like, they kind of cleaned everything up, redid the floor or something. So had to go there for a beer.
This reminds me of McCormick and Schmitz. When I was there, on their menu, they have where – this is the first time I've ever seen this. I'm on their website now, and I'm thinking I wish I was there right now.
Mm-hmm.
On the menu, they have for all the dishes and the sides and all the things,
yeah,
particularly the fish, they show where they got the fish from. Where the vegetables were from, and some of the fish was from Hawaii, flown in. I queried the waitress.
Yeah.
I said, come on. You know, I've been around the block.
Right.
I said, is this true?
You know, he's like, I've been to Charlotte. I don't know if you've heard of that. But
this wasn't
Charlotte.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
but I was like, was really this from Hawaii? They're like, oh, yeah, we fly our seafood in daily. Hmm. And I said, well, this sounds like a place I want to really hunker down in. And then I ordered several dishes. It was fantastic.
Several dishes?
Yeah, several dishes.
Sample. What did you have there?
I had the salmon, excellent salmon, and then I also had a filet. I really did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is your boss listening right now?
Yeah. Possibly.
Jeff, why is this? Why is your food?
We had a nice $200 dinner. Yeah, it was great. What's
this McCormick and Schmitz I see on the company credit card?
Were there six people out, or just you and one other guy?
Oh, no,
did you ever do that?
Not one other guy.
See, I don't know if you travel out, but a lot of times if I'm out with people for work that I rap,
Jeff, I've traveled.
But do you ever then fudge the expense? Like, I'll have a really nice dinner, and I'll just add on a body if I feel like it's too much.
I haven't done it for work. Like, I haven't traveled very far. I mean, the farthest, the biggest like work meal I've had was like going to like Chipotle or something like that. And at that point, I don't even bother filing it because it's like the system to get reimbursed for the $8, it's more annoying than just I can pay for my own Chipotle.
Yeah.
So no, not quite as fancy my business travels there. One thing that wasn't this weekend, but I did want to bring up is that new Zack Brewer restaurant, Cowell and Hubbard, over at East 12th or East 13th and Euclid is now open. So it's his latest restaurant. He's now has five Cleveland restaurants like within the city of Cleveland. I feel like he's a chef that's often overlooked. You know, you always hear about Jonathan Sawyer and Michael Simon, but Zack Brewer, awesome restaurants, and this was his fifth one. Again, it's not disappoint. It was a little crazy because it had just opened the weekend prior, and I felt like they were still trying to figure out the server thing. It seemed like there was a lot of servers standing around, and because it's right in the theater district, like I feel they get a big rush of people that all then have to leave at like a certain time because they're trying to get to a show and trying to balance that out. But the food was awesome. The decor really cool. So Cowell and Hubbard, East 13th and Euclid. Highly recommend it.
Now, Brule, what kind of name is that?
I don't know. I don't know I don't know his nationality.
Like it might be Dutch. Now, do you see this preferred guest thing, McCormick and Schmitz? I'm going to join you.
Is McCormick and Schmitz sponsoring this show? Have they given us something? Why is there
I want to be to the point where I have a login to McCormick and Schmitz.
Yeah.
Where I just check my account.
Check your account. I'm surprised you don't already.
I may check in. I should have earned points from this dinner last week. Maybe I'll join and they can retroactively credit me with some points.
I think your boss needs the points. I think he's the one
does.
That really
he paid for it. But I so anyway, Brule. Yeah, you don't hear about Brule enough. You hear about Michael Simon and the other guy.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I was going to just rehash that whole conversation again. It was good. I was at Bright Winter Fest, Jeremy, and let me tell you something.
I was disappointed that I couldn't make it.
I was disappointed you couldn't make it because I saw your sister-in-law, and we were all disappointed. We said we were disappointed.
Yeah,
that
drink,
you couldn't
like
make
over
it.
Over me.
Yeah, we talked about you guys and talked about the good times. It was an awesome night. It wasn't as cold as last year. You remember last year was freezing.
So last year it was right by...
And it was by Hoople's and right at that little park area down by the bridge.
Right. And so this time it was like... It seemed like more of a down under the bridge
that
of the trolls.
Bad, yeah.
Where the torso murders were. It seemed like with this year in Ohio City, like there was a lot more vendors. And
it was
like
much
it was
more mainstream. It was bigger mainstream. It was huge. It went from basically Old Angle all the way up to Market Garden. I mean, there was participating bars all in between. The main stage was in the parking lot behind Old Angle. They cleared that out very nicely. It was a big stage. I was there for one of the acts, Lighthouse and the Wailer. I want to give a shout out to them and anyone who was listening to them. That was a good musical band. And I heard them right around 7 o'clock Saturday night. And then I spent a lot of time at ABC Tavern. Ended up having a friend that has his birthday party at Market Garden that night, ironically. So we ended up in the basement of Market Garden, which has never been there before.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people I haven't seen in a while. Just one of those places I feel like it's become a real gathering place.
Fires burning?
Yes. Yeah, it was like a ski lodge. Mm-hmm. It had a feel. So that was fun, and you just got to really have a West 25th night. I didn't really do much else other than hear that one band. I had some of the food truck. The Touch Supper Club food truck was there. Had some food there. But beyond that, I really didn't stay out too much, but I was more just enjoying some of the atmosphere in the bars. But it was had to be the biggest turnout. I mean, they've had. It was mobbed.
Hmm.
Good times.
Continue. How was CSU basketball?
Oh,
what the hell is up with CSU basketball, speaking of that? So, like, after our last show, you're talking about how it's going to be basketball weekend, and then they lost, like, five.
You were watching that Butler game, you said.
I caught it briefly. Angle. Yeah, it was a little angle, yeah.
They lost that by three. They're not playing well.
Good analysis, Jeff. Jeremy,
back to you. They were 20-4 at one point when they were kind of riding high. I mean, they were still getting national mentions, even just 10 days ago. And now here we are, they're 20-8. And really,
did somebody like get hurt?
That one guy got hurt, but he was a good player, but not the best player. They shouldn't have been this bad. The result of him being out shouldn't have been this catastrophic free fall. But all I can say is there's still a 2 seed in the horizon. They have some time to get healthy, and the tournament starts next week. So hope is alive. They need to regroup, check themselves.
Before they wreck themselves.
And get it back together, Vikings. Get your shit together. Because they've had too good of a year to go down like this. So I'm kind of hoping over the course of 4 or 5 months, you do have these periods of time where two of the games they lost, 2 of the 4 were 3 points or less. So, you know, you do have those stretches. I'm hoping they get it out of their system and they really rally and rebound and then hit this tournament strong. So all is not lost, Jeremy. Tough stretch, but we got to hunker down and root them on now more than ever. I will be at Thursday night's game and Saturday's game, the last two home games. Saturday wraps up the regular season. So let's still root these guys on. They still have 20 wins. There's still something left. They're not finished. I'm convinced there's more here.
And how many more games do they have?
There's 3 more total, 1 tomorrow night, then 2 at home Thursday and Saturday. And if they would win out, they would be the 2 seed, which would be a bye to the semis. So Viking fans, hang in there. More to come.
More to come.
I did discover an awesome bar that I never knew about.
Okay.
On Euclid near, actually at Euclid and East 18th Street by that hotel, that Clarion or whatever that's right there at the corner,
mm-hmm.
across from the Cleveland State Law Library. Yeah, the Law Library. It's called the Viking Tavern. And you might miss it if you walk by. It's just one door. Like really, you wouldn't even know that it was even a bar. If you think it was like a storage area if you walk by it. Like
storage closet.
Yeah, you just like, I can't believe it. I walk by there all the time. I finally just happened to see and notice a sign, Viking Tavern.
It said beer in here. And you're like, I will go in there.
I went there before the Butler game and it was packed. It seems like it's more of the undergrad bar, whereas Becky's is more like the law school bar. Hmm. It was an awesome atmosphere. They have a Viking brunch on Saturday, like a game day brunch. Hmm. So check out the Viking Tavern. Now I know where I'm going to go watch games. Should they make the tournament, that's where I'm going to be. I feel like that's the heart of Viking fans down there. That's the heart. That's the Vikings bar. That's their home bar on Euclid, on the campus.
They still have a chance then to make the...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. They just got to get their act together.
Cool. All right, well, next week, a week from today, on Monday, February 27th, starts the Downtown Cleveland 5th Annual Restaurant Week. Are you partaking, Jeff?
I will be. You know, I'm not traveling that week, so okay. I'm really counting on being all over that.
So Monday the 27th through Sunday, March 4th, 7 days, 7 nights, over 40 downtown Cleveland restaurants. And so you pay $30 and there's a 3-course dinner menu. They're also doing lunch specials. Those are $15 at select restaurants. For those who always worry about parking, that's sometimes an issue.
I love voucher systems, mm-hmm. and I hear they've got a great parking vouchers deal.
They do, Jeff. $2 parking, so if you're participating, after 5 o'clock, you can go to downtowncleveland.org. You can print out a $2 parking voucher that after 5 o'clock is available at select lots. So I was looking down at the list. I like to use Restaurant Week to like try places that I haven't been.
That's smart.
I'm thinking the Prime Rib Steakhouse.
Because oh, okay.
That's, That is probably the closest menu to where I closest restaurant to where I live.
Yeah.
And I walk by it after work all the time. It seems like no one's ever there, so I feel kind of bad for them.
Give it a shot.
Prime Rib Steakhouse and San Suchi.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're a world traveler, Jeff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been to the one in New Orleans.
It's a French restaurant, I believe. That's right in Tower City.
I'm gonna try Tower 280. Are they on that?
Tower 230.
230.
I'm sure they are. Tower 230. Not alphabetical. We are talking
Noodle Cat.
Noodle Cat. That'd be a good time for you to try. Noodle
I might
Cat.
Try Noodle Cat there.
Yeah, yeah. Cowell and Hubbard that I was talking about earlier. That's on
yes.
there. So yeah, lots of great places. So definitely a time that, you know, if you haven't been somewhere and you get three dishes, so you get a chance to try a couple different things. Braz is on there. Saigon. Yeah, lots of good stuff.
Check it out.
What else?
Indians, Cleveland Indians. I made the jump, Jeremy. I got season tickets.
Yeah, so this is, how many games is this?
81.
Now, when you buy this, are you buying them thinking, like, I will be at all 81
No,
games?
Jeremy, that's just not realistic.
Well, I don't know how this works.
No, it's a good question.
So what do you do with the games you don't go? Do you try to sell them? Do you give them to friends? Do you?
Yes and yes, both. Okay. Yep. It was such a good deal, they're offering, and they kicked in, and I got bleacher seats, so they're definitely not too expensive. The overall number is a little big, but it's a very reasonable price for what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Two seats, 81 games, got great seats. I'd rather be in the bleachers. Bleachers to me are just the best area. They're near that batter's eye bar, you know, behind center field. So I'd rather be over there. So I got
the rigid tool
job site. And it's just great, man. I'm really excited. They threw in a free suite for a game for like 16 people, which is a nice perk. And then you get club seats for a game for that all you can eat area, and you get membership to the Terrace Club for the season. Yes. So all of these combined pushed me over the edge. I made the jump, and I want to support this team. They're going to have a good year this year. So get out there. It's not too early. Actually, pitchers and catchers reported today. Spring training is underway.
When's opening day?
Opening day is 45 days away, April 3rd. It's a Thursday at 3 o'clock this year, which isn't the greatest. People seem to like Friday a little better. Mm-hmm. But it's a Thursday. So you'll be down there maybe. I know it's early, but you think you might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a good time.
Come down to the bleachers.
I feel like the weather's like, that's like a make or break thing. I was there for opening day when it was like canceled because of snow.
The blizzard one. That was the 07 one. Everyone still talks about that. Yeah. Everyone still has like horrible nightmares about that. That was a horrible time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it ended up being fun. Like, we went over to Champs, you know, and just had wings.
Yeah.
It was fun. But definitely if it's beautiful weather, that's a much better
You'll be time. Out. Yeah. And the bleachers, you're in the sun, so I recommend the bleachers. Last year we went over, there was like a 20-degree difference from shade to sun that time of year. Mm. So bleachers are a great place to sit in the opening day.
I'll be there with my SPF 80.
Yes, you are very pale.
So... Jeff, you like sports.
Sports.
Let's talk about LeBron and his recent comments about saying that, you know, oh, if things didn't work out here, and, you know, maybe I would consider coming back to Cleveland. He also was talking about, I don't know if he said this directly or if the rumors have been like he's not getting along with Pat Riley and doesn't like how that. And my thought on this is, I mean, besides the whole thing about, you know, how he feels like he can choose to come back to Cleveland. If he's the one who wants to come back to Cleveland, maybe I would
like
make that.
Like, he made one line. He said, I hope the fans will accept me if I decide to come back.
Oh, yeah.
that statement really struck me.
But do you say that type of thing? It's like, I feel like he was complaining about the way that the Cavs treated him when he was here.
When
and now,
he got everything he wanted.
When he got everything he wanted. And now he's in Miami. You're still on the Miami team. Why are? I mean, isn't that just bad form?
Well, this just shows you he's not a good teammate. He's in it for him. He's got a huge ego. I mean, this guy is just so attention starved. I think is what it really comes down to. He's got 2 years before he can even talk about. He can't move from that contract for 2 years. There's nothing. No, I mean, he has no control over his contract.
So doesn't that make it more awkward next 2 years?
Here he is, and their team's in first place. They're looking like they're going to contend for a championship. And the stretch run of the season, and what is he doing? He's talking about maybe going back to Cleveland. I mean, it's the most absurd, bizarre thing. I mean, if you would have told me a year ago or when he left that this would be happening, you would never have believed it. But then again, with this guy, nothing would shock me now at this point. Honestly, he might demand a trade back here in a year. Who knows? He's nuts. I think he's very unstable, and I think it's a great example. You talk about this in relationships sometimes. The grass isn't always greener.
Yeah.
You know? He had a good thing going here. I know we're not in New York or L.A., but he had a pretty good thing going here. And I just think it's an example of maybe it's had about a year now to sit in down there, and maybe it's not all he thought it would be. Mm-hmm. I really, I mean, he was the king here.
Yeah.
And Miami, they don't. Miami's not a good sports town. I mean, it's just it's a great place to live. It's got great weather, but you know, it's all transplants.
Yeah.
It's. I think he's beginning to realize that maybe that wasn't the best decision. But who knows? But clearly, he's having some second thoughts of nothing else. Clearly.
Is he? Does he not have people around him that are saying, "Hey, don't say stupid stuff."
Well, that's another problem. The people around him are complete yes men, which is why I got into this problem in the first place.
Yeah.
He has his people around him are the people he grew up with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're right. If he had some people around him who had some savvy, they might say, you may think this, but you can't say it. You know, but right. There's no one around. No one.
You can
will...
talk to us about it, he's but don't got... say it to a video camera.
But he's got such a payroll going of these people. They don't want to screw it up.
Yeah.
So they're not going to say anything he doesn't want to hear. So that's, I think, part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, he'll still be rich no matter what.
Yeah, and honestly, the real question is, though, and this has been sort of debated, I've seen like on Facebook a little bit with some of my friends. If you're Dan Gilbert, yeah. Say what you want about LeBron. Personality aside... He is still one of the top three players in the NBA. Maybe even the best, arguably. If he did want to come back, you're still in his prime. The fascinating question is, what would Dan Gilbert do? Because you'd have the one side that would say, well, this is just the obvious move to help us win a championship, help the brand. The best player wants to come to Cleveland. The other side, you've got what happened 2 years ago and the pride aspect of it. So that'd be a great, isn't that a great, fascinating question? Like, what would Dan Gilbert decide?
So isn't there talk, though, that there's a thought between, okay, you could have, like, this single person, but if you play your cards right and you manage a team properly, it's not, like, the single person that makes the team. Like,
right.
Couldn't the strategy be more?
And that's what we're doing now.
Instead of having one superstar, yes. Let's have a really strong.
No question. That's what they're building now. But yeah. Still, you could have that core they're building now, and it never hurts to throw in a LeBron James.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So I still think that Gilbert could have an interesting decision, a dilemma on his hands, but a good problem to have.
All right, so tomorrow is Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, and I was hoping there'd be like a guide. Last year, Cleveland.com, who we rely on for most of our material, had all sorts of interesting guides and things to do going around town, and I can't find anything. And we talked about Fat Fish Blue is always a go-to place for me. That was the one day a year I'd go there.
Yeah,
now we don't have that anymore. We have that Irish plaid skirt or whatever.
Tilted kilt. Their goal is to still open up by St. Patrick's Day, which is
less than a month away. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday, go out. Are you going to hit it up at all?
You know, I don't know. I want to have one of those Punschke donut things. I don't know where I can get one of those, you know, those things. By the time most of our listeners listen to this show, it'll be over.
Yeah.
It'll be over anyway. Yeah. But so St. Patrick's Day, what are your plans then?
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. It's a Saturday, you know.
I know. It's
going to
be
I got to tell you, I'm excited for two Saturdays. The one is Saturday, March 10th, which is the St. Pat's and the Flats party. Mm. Which is always a Saturday before St. Patrick's Day.
That's for OU grads. That's the OU grads. You try to go there, even though you only went to OU for
one year. I have a lot of friends who went to OU, and they don't check your credentials. They let you in. But, yeah, it is an OU party. And I always do that. That's like the warm-up. That's always a great, like, start at 11 a.m. It's a great day party on a Saturday. And then there's also a run that morning I'm contemplating doing. There's a Malachi run that morning, which I'm going to try maybe. But then Saturday the 17th, it's going to be, you know, Saturday St. Patrick's Day gets a little...
The little amateur hour.
Yeah, it does, because the weekday kind of weeds out some people that wouldn't normally be there. So it's gonna be pretty crowded downtown. But you know, House of Blues in the morning for Boys from County Hell, Pickwick and Frolic, Flannery's, and then it sort of goes on from there. But that's always the key area. The morning is always the best time for me.
So your starting point
East
is
Fourth
is House of
House of Blues. Yeah, because we like to be there for Brian and Joe, the old DJs that are still around. Yeah. They still do a show there. They're in a band. And Boys from County Hell play there. And I just like that East 4th area with Flannery's. It's just a great place to hang out in the morning. And then you try and catch the parade in the afternoon, kind of goes off. What another thing is, what's really cool, is that's also the first weekend of March Madness. Mm. So when you are in bars, you can see there's, you know, going to be 18 games going on that day. Some crazy amount of games on TV.
What time then do you start?
Last year I was down there before dawn. So it was probably 6:30 we were down there.
Yeah,
I mean, it was the coolest thing. One of the things I'll never forget, being on the Interbelt, driving downtown, just the short half mile from my place, and Terminal Tower is all lit up in green. It's pitch black out. And then I was having a Guinness and Flannery's, still looking outside. It's still dark out. And then it slowly starts getting light, and it's just a very surreal thing to experience.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. So maybe I'll tag along.
Well,
you've
been out with me for part of it before, right?
Yeah, yeah. Normally, that's the kind of thing, you know, I'll kind of jump around to different groups. I do remember the last time it was on a Saturday, which wasn't that 2007 was the last time it was a
with the leap year factors, Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Looking forward to it. All right. So getting into some restaurant stories. So DC Pasta Company in Strongsville is now open. Now, this is Dante's new restaurant. So Dante has a restaurant here in Tremont. He also has below Dante in Tremont is Ginkgo. This is his new casual Italian flair, as he calls it. He has 25. He's trying to make this one, you know, more affordable. So there's an Italian wine list, 25 wines under $25. There's a lot of different pastas that they made in-house in traditional old world fashion. So this is so these guys are now open in Strongsville. I'm a big fan of Dante, so definitely something that I would like to check out. But big focus on pasta, not too expensive. So check that out. There was an interesting story today that I saw the headline, and it was actually last week. I saw the headline and kind of did a double shake. Charlize Theron hired to ride struggling Cleveland light rail system Monday through Friday. As part of an ongoing effort to rejuvenate its public transportation system, the Greater Cleveland RTA announced Wednesday it had signed a three-year, $32 million deal hiring Academy Award-winning actress Charlize Theron to ride the city's light rail lines 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Quote, each work week, Ms. Theron will bring the glitz and glamour of a Hollywood movie premiere right to Cleveland's own RTA rapid transit trains, said the spokesperson. Of course, this was from The Onion.
Yeah,
but I appreciate The Onion giving the shout.
Nice. We get a little, yeah, get some airplay.
Cleveland, known as being the birthplace of a lot of you know, writers and comedians. So I'd be curious that if the people behind this had some sort of, you know, Cleveland connection. But anyway, so there was a story also last week about a parking garage possibly going to the May Company building.
Yes.
So
what did Dan Gilbert? What was his stand on this?
This was unrelated to Dan Gamble.
But I still would like to know his opinion.
He didn't put in any opinion on this one. So the May Company building is actually very huge. Currently, the ground floor of the May Company building is home to things like the Pura Vida, Tri-C's Culinary Center, Cadillac Ranch. Those are all on the Euclid side. The Prospect side, pretty much vacant. But if you look at like satellite photos of the May Company building, that's a really big-ass building. So there's been some talk before that you could put apartments on, like, you know, the Prospect side and offices on the Euclid side and a parking garage in the center. And some people have been for this, like, you could do all of these things in one.
Yeah.
This particular plan, though, was to basically blow out the windows on each side of it, put in a new ramp on Prospect where there currently is no ramp, and just do floors 2 through 5, have it all parking. So fortunately the planning commission rejected this plan. It wasn't very well thought out. It is a historical building, and the planning commission didn't look very highly on just having blowing out the windows and having cars be seen on like the second floor of the company building. But they were trying to play off the idea with, well, there's going to be a casino here. So, and it was like an out of town developer, which I feel like they kind of have a disconnect to the city.
Yeah.
It's just like, we own this property. There's a casino. We should try to make our building into a parking garage. It's more money.
Yeah.
You know, they don't look at it from any other perspective besides the money.
Only we can have too many parking garages in our city. Let us do that.
Exactly.
Jeremy, I found a great story. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Jeremy, this is breaking misconnection news. Do you like the game Mad Libs?
I do like the game Mad Libs, yes.
Want to play?
I do.
Missed connection. CVS picking out cards. Male for woman, 36 North Olmsted. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
We were both looking at cards. So again, he's basically recapping that title.
Right.
You came around the corner and we chatted for a minute, again, while looking at cards. He's really emphasizing looking at cards.
Right.
Said you weren't even supposed to be buying one because blank. I commented on how lame the cards were. You showed me a card with blank on it. I laughed. Then you showed me other cards around the corner. You took off, so I figured you weren't interested. I would like to vet to know you.
I would like to vet.
To vet to know you. Probably get.
Huh.
You seem very sweet, definitely cute, and I think we both felt some energy between us. I would love to explore that energy. Let me know more, and if you can tell me what I was wearing, I know what you were wearing. Life is short. Let's chat. So, Jeremy, what would you fill in? Said you weren't even supposed to be buying one because blank. Here's my, she has a paper allergy. Pulp.
She's going to get cut.
She has a pulp allergy.
Well, I can't even think of a reason that you weren't supposed to be buying a card.
Because you somehow weren't even supposed to be out of the house. Maybe like the boyfriend's got a real tight.
Yeah, like she's married.
You weren't. What do you tell someone? I'm not even supposed to be buying a card.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even supposed to be here. Yeah, it's not like there.
You think
she's
she escaped?
Buying.
I think she was like she escaped, and maybe that was in a broader text. She wasn't even supposed to be out of the house, let alone buying a card.
It's not like she's buying, yeah, cigarettes or something.
And then you showed me a card. No, she shouldn't be doing this. So she picks it up anyway, and she shows him a card with a blank on it.
Yeah, something profane.
Something. Yeah, I'm thinking something not appropriate.
Now, the funny thing with this one is why does he go the Mad Libs route? You know, yeah. Because
to like, prove it's him.
We've seen these in other misconnections, and I feel like we kind of jumped into this misconnections. For those that aren't familiar,
oh yeah,
misconnections is a segment. You go on Craigslist, and there's a board, a message board called Misconnections, with the idea being, if you're in a scenario such as picking out cards in CVS, and you strike up a conversation, or you see someone, and when that person leaves, you're kicking yourself
because like, you didn't ask their number.
Oh, I should have talked to that person. Yeah. I should have got their number. Yeah. Here's what I'll do: I'll go to Craigslist
and I'll make a Mad Lib
and I'll write about it. And that person, because everybody checks misconnections every night,
right,
just in case.
Because you have to, because if you don't check it every night, then you may miss some.
The whole system breaks.
Yeah, down. Yeah.
Anarchy.
Yep.
Ensues.
That's when a wormhole starts.
Exactly. The very fabric as we know it, atoms start ripping apart from atoms, and the world as we know it ceases to exist. This one's interesting because typically we've seen from being experts on misconnections,
yes,
typically people have...
Or the Dr. Drew of misconnections.
Right. People typically at the end will say something like, they want to prove that, yeah, the person reading that isn't just pulling their,
yeah,
leg.
What color was my coat is an example.
Right. What type of knot did I tie my shoes in?
Right.
Sailor's knot, wrong.
Right.
You're trying to scam me.
Yep.
You're really...
You're not really that person. You're a creep. Right. And why would you be on Craigslist Misconnections?
This one, he has multiple things. So at the end, he talks about, tell me what I'm wearing, what I was wearing, and he has two blanks in this. It's almost like they have to answer all three correctly.
Maybe if we reenact this, it would help us figure out.
Okay.
So why don't you be the girl?
Okay.
And I'll be this guy.
Why am I always the girl? All right, so I'm
so
in
I'm
CVS,
looking at these cards here.
And I'm like,
yeah, I'm standing. You come around the corner.
Okay. Okay, I'm walking. I will call. Oh, hello. I'm not even supposed to be here. Because my husband's father was killed by a card truck.
These cards are lame. That was his next line.
Well, look at this card with breasts on it.
That's, what did he say? I laughed. Ha 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 ha. Then you showed me other cards around the corner.
Come around the corner.
Oh, okay. Not supposed to be here doing this. You're not supposed to.
I know. I feel so bad.
Okay.
Let me show you.
That was a funny card with breasts on it.
Come around the corner. Look at these with more breasts.
Okay. Well, now you took off. Oh, you got to take off. You
can't see. I'm running away.
I would vet to know you. I would like to vet to know you. I'm going to go to Craigslist.
Not only is this a horrible scenario to begin with, it makes it even worse when we're doing it on radio. Like that we're reading it.
I feel like misconnections in general are 1 in 100, but this is like 1 in 1,000,000 the way he did this.
Now, Jeff, you would probably think, I bet if I would get in your head, you would probably say, Jeremy, I bet only guys write misconnections.
Yes, I would say that's true.
Well, you're wrong, Jeff.
What?
Women do misconnections as well. Here we go. Looking to hang out. And it's in all caps. That's why I'm yelling.
I like when they do caps because that gets my attention.
Looking to hang out.
There could be a hearing problem.
It's from a 45-year-old woman in Eastlake.
Oh, that's my target demographic. Mm-hmm. Oh, all caps. Do you all think caps. She had a caps problem on her computer?
Here we go. Looking for a great man I met on here 3 years ago.
Oh, that's good.
This is an interesting... It's a misconnection on misconnections.
Oh, my God.
We went to the zoo, parks, took pics together, out to lunches, and we made wonderful memories.
That was just one long weekend.
It would be great to hear from you. I am 5 foot...
Why are you re-describing your measurements?
I am 5 foot 10, 140 pounds. Yes.
Whoa, you lost weight.
Yes, I have lost weight, and I no longer have my blonde wild hair.
It fell out.
It dark. My favorite thing that we used to do, where go for all of the motorcycle rides. Why the terrorists hate us. This makes me want to destroy the country,
too. We found
a
misconnection on misconnections.
I don't understand.
Why would this guy leave this?
If they did all this stuff, why? She never, like, got his number? They always made their connections through misconnections, like, meet me at the zoo.
Would they always then each time reintroduce themselves through their measurements?
I mean, it looks like they did lots of things. Zoos, parks.
It sounds like they had a lot of fun. They weren't afraid to mix it up.
Lunches.
It sounds like this is like a great weekend. Except for the motorcycle part. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, boy. I love missed connections. All right. Here's one just entitled. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we don't read these ahead of time.
Right.
We're learning with you.
Yeah.
We feel like
we're all in this together.
Why?
We're in this train wreck together.
Why? This is boring. Always our place. And she spelled R-A-R-E. I think she meant our.
Grammar is often a problem in missed connections.
Yeah. It's a 34-year-old woman from Lodi. I just want you to know that if you ever find this, your name will always be tattooed in my heart and soul. I will love you forever and always, no matter how much you put me through or continue to do to me, and I know you feel it too. A love like ours is a lifetime love. It will never end. If this is you, tell me something only you would know. Like, I blacked out both of your eyes last night.
I feel like this is often like a therapy for me. It's almost like a way people vent. They know it's probably not going to happen. Don't you get that impression if you read some of these?
That's a what?
It's just like a form of therapy almost for people.
Yeah, like they can't, they don't have like a counselor or something to go to.
Yeah, so like they feel like this is getting it out.
Or a friend.
Yeah.
Or a dog. Even.
Or yeah, anything that's alive.
Respect. This is missing your touch. This is from Jess G. She's a little bold and put her name in the headline. She's a woman, 42. She says she's East. Smiley face. Respecting your wishes. Sorry, I freaked you out. I would love to go on with our exchanges. I just didn't like hearing about other chicks. I guess I'm not quite that hip. LOL. Fondly, M.
Gina. Or just G with
just
an M?
Just G with an M. I don't understand. P.S. If by some miracle you see this and miss me too, feel free to text anytime.
Wow. All
right, Jeff. We need another one from the guys. We only have a couple more minutes left
okay,
here.
Okay, let's make the Mad Libs one, though, was hard to beat. I mean, we've had a couple firsts here, and I thought we've seen them all. We had some firsts here in misconnections. Let's see what we got here. Acting silly in Walmart is a great headline. That can't end well. broken down Hyundai on Fairmont Boulevard.
Okay.
Okay. So that maybe this guy didn't help.
Seems pretty descriptive.
So this guy.
This is woman's one. I thought we were reading.
Oh, I thought I was too. Dear incredibly courteous gentleman who pushed my car into a side street after the clutch burned out while I was on the verge of tears on the phone. This is one sentence.
Yes, this is a buildup.
While I was on the verge of tears on the phone with the insurance company. Thank you. You probably won't read this, but I didn't really get a chance to say it. I'm incredibly grateful. To other internet users, be nice to strangers. Now, this is actually a normal misconnection, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the 1% that actually is like, you can't understand.
Right. It wasn't like, what was my license plate number? Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to McCormick and Schmidt sometime.
They have a loyalty program. Well, that's
right.
Misconnections.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, episode 56, Monday, February 20th. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
You can check out all our past episodes at radioshowonline.com, Shoot us an email, hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
Send us a misconnection.
We'll find it. We'll find that person.
Yep.
I'm sure more people listen to this podcast than read misconnections.
Yeah, I can guarantee it.
Yeah. All right, so for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a super day.